Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, fly season's almost here. Fortunately, there's a fly control solution ready to bite back. Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tax. Corathon Insecticide controls horn and face flies on beef cattle, which in one study resulted in an 11.81-pound increase in weight gain over untreated calves. Bite back at flies with Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tax. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 15th through 17th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
Well, today's markets finished lower on the live cattle. We were down 72 cents on the April lives at 122.70. The June's down 42 at 122.15. The August 37 lower at 122.02. The feeder cattle were weaker as well here, down about 20 in the April's at 144.55. The May's down 2 cents. So the front 2 months are weaker, but as you go on back, it was 65 higher in August at 160.60. September 62 higher. So those actually held together really well. Box beef today, it looks like it's going to be down on choice at midday and up on select. This choice was down $1.34, but $1.34 lower, but still at $2.70. The select, on the other hand, was slightly higher. It's $2.65.27, up $1.20. So both of those have rallied. You know, we hung out at that $2.20 level for a very long time before rallying, and it really took off. The cash trade last week was 23 to 25, and that kind of follows along with what we're seeing in the box beef market. I think overall there's a lot of optimism. One thing that did fall apart today was the lean hogs. June lean hogs finished down the limit here at 105.95. You know, the hog market's really been on a tear, but today it did a reversal and turned right around and closed down the limit.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's never too early to get a Kubota mower at your local Great Plains. Built to last and cut fast, there's a Kubota lawnmower for everyone. Right now, get low-rate Kubota financing on residential, commercial, stand-on, and diesel Kubota mowers. Let Great Plains Kubota help you turn your lawn into a work of art this spring. Visit our family of Kubota dealerships in Ada, Duncan, Edmond, Norman, Shawnee, and now Stillwater. Great Plains Kubota, the brand that works for you.
Well, the grain markets today look like they're going to end up being lower across the board. We had corn futures down 9.5 cents in May at 567.75. You know, on Friday we had a USDA report which upped the ending stocks on beans in the U.S. and world, and that was sort of a surprise, or it's higher than expected anyway on the soybeans, and that was kind of a surprise to most people. And these hedge funds come into the week with extremely long or large long position, and they're just unwinding that. And so May beans down 20 cents at 1383, November 1251.5, down 11.75. And then wheats also gave some back with Kansas City July down 7.75 at 586. Russia's ICAR raised their forecast for their wheat crop to 81 million tons, up from about 80 million. So it looks just like around the world there's a lot of good things going on for wheat. And there's also some rain forecast here in the southern plains that could make our crop pretty good. In China, the Malaysian palm oil futures were down 1.5% overnight, and that also weighed on the beans. And Brazil lowered their biodiesel mandate from 13% down to 10% for the months of May and June. Bean oil prices have gotten so high, they're trying to make themselves more competitive.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.